So there are a lot of unemployed Republicans out there today. How are you guys banding together to help one another?
Well, I tell you, the first thing that we're kind of focusing on is less the sort of directly the employment issue so much as trying to continue the conversation among Bush administration appointees who really gave many years of dedicated service over the last two presidential terms. The folks who've been gathering have been friends before the Bush administration. They were friends in the Bush administration, and now they're just continuing those friendships and relationships into the post-administration period. A very gifted and diverse group. Many of them worked, some of them worked almost 8 years in senior appointed positions across a variety of agencies. We really have three main purposes. I mean, the first is to, like I said, continue this conversation really around these ideas that went under the name of compassionate conservatism. How do we create a government that is responsive to human need, but it's also effective, efficient, and results-oriented?
And I know that you worked on, I mean, you worked not only at ACF, the Administration for Children and Families, but you were also at the Department of Labor as the Secretary of Employment Training. And so that's going to be a key factor in some of the policies that are coming out of the new, stimulus bill that got that's been passed and is now in, wrangling between the House and the Senate and figuring out what the final bill will look like.
Right. That's been kind of a centerpiece of the conversation among this group that's been meeting on Wednesday mornings is what's in the stimulus bill? How does it affect the agencies and programs that many of these appointees oversaw over the last 8 years? What's the effect going to be for the people still working in the government? What does it mean for the United States government to effectively try to spend as much as it spends in a year in the form of a stimulus for a variety of human services and other programs to try to stimulate the economy? So we've been looking very closely at that together.
Well, not to throw cold water too much on this, but, isn't there something more productive? I mean, do you feel like you're this is productive time spent meeting every Wednesday morning and kind of going over the old days? I mean, the change is pretty decisive.
Yeah, I mean, I would not look at it as kind of a backward-looking but rather forward-looking. The real questions that we're grappling with are how do we apply the gifts and talents and insights and experience that have been gleaned over many years of service in the current context? The ideas that we have worked on together over the years are just as relevant today as they were yesterday because they go to key questions of how do we order our life together as a society? What should government, what is the right role of government? What should government do? What should it not do? Just because the Republican brand isn't the party in power right now doesn't mean that the ideas themselves have lost meaning or salience in this discussion.
Now, is there a way for people to join the group if they're interested and in furthering their involvement in what's currently going on?
Sure. If there are appointees out there listening who'd like to join us, it's Wednesday mornings from 10 to 11:30. Right now, we're meeting at a Panera Bread in Falls Church at 450 West Broad Street. If you've got questions, you can email us. The email address is extraordinaryrepublicans, that's one word, at gmail.com.
Okay. And so how are the Bush appointees faring in the workforce these days? I mean, I know that that's a big issue on your mind. Clearly, you were part of that process at the Department of Labor. So how are they doing on the other end?
I think things are going well. I mean, among the group that has been meeting, everybody has got leads that they're working on or they've already secured employment. As I said, these are very gifted people with great breadth and depth of experience in government policy. That has a value, an intrinsic value that doesn't just go away because of a change of administration. So we see people moving on into areas like international economic development, workforce development, human services, nonprofits, you name it. People are really pursuing their vision and their passions, and there's always a market for that.
Are they going home or are they staying in Washington?
These are mostly folks who are planning to stay in the area.
And yeah, although, well, they're waiting for the restoration. Come on, right?
Well, I wouldn't call it the restoration, but I would say that as I said before, these are very gifted people, and talent never goes out of fashion.
That's very true.
And so I firmly believe that everyone in this group and the other administration appointees are going to find their niches in the new world here in Washington, where they can be productive and apply what they know to helping, you know, continue the ideas of service that they worked on over the past 8 years.
Have Federal News Radio headlines delivered directly to your inbox. Sign up for the Federal News Flash at federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news. Now,